In the name of our triune God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. In the church, every Sunday of the year has a name. Today's name just happens to be the last Sunday of the church year. As far as names go, that one may seem a little mundane and uninteresting. It doesn't have the grandeur as the resurrection of our Lord Easter Sunday or the mystery of Saint Michael and all angels. But as is true with many things, when we know the meaning and deeper history of it, meaning in this case the church year, we see a poetic beauty and purposes that might not be obvious. The ultimate purpose of all things in the church is to proclaim Christ, and the church year, even its last Sunday, does that. The church year is divided into two halves. The first half tells the story of the life of Christ. It begins with the season of Advent, which is when nights are the longest, the time of year with the least sunlight in our days. Advent, despite the darkness, though, is a joyous, hopeful season in which we prepare for Christmas. Advent begins next Sunday. We call it the first Sunday of the church year. Through Advent in our scripture readings, we will hear about John the Baptist and all of the events leading up to Jesus' birth. Next, of course, comes the 12-day season of Christmas, the Nativity of our Lord. Christmas comes right around the time of the winter solstice, meaning that the days will start to get longer, sunlight is coming back into our world. At Christmas, we hear about the incarnation, God taking on human flesh for our salvation. Next comes the Epiphany season. During the Epiphany season, we read about how God has revealed himself in Christ through prophecy, fulfillment, and miracles. After Epiphany comes Lent, near the beginning of spring. In Lent and Holy Week, we virtually relive Jesus' journey to his death on Mount Calvary to take away our sins. It is a sober, serious time of preparation for Easter. We see and experience vicariously how Jesus was rejected and suffered. Lent gives way to Easter, our celebration of the resurrection of our Lord, the biggest Christian holiday, even bigger than Christmas. In fact, Easter is not just one day, but a seven-week season, because the joy of Christ rising cannot be limited to just one day. At that time, we remember the empty tomb and how the risen Christ appeared to those who loved him. Every Sunday is really a little Easter, as it is time for us to gather in word and sacrament with the risen Lord among us. Easter ends on Pentecost, the day we recall the Holy Spirit descending to the church. This begins the second half of the church year. In the season of Sundays after Pentecost, we contemplate how the Holy Spirit is active in the life of the church, in our lives, leading us, guiding us, and spreading the good news of Jesus Christ. So, what is the significance of the last day of the church year? As we said, the first half of the year was about the life of Christ. The second half was about the work of the Holy Spirit. So the last Sunday of the church year brings these two halves together, sums them up, and points us to the apex, the culmination, the most important event in the Bible and all of history, the cross of Jesus Christ. Christ dying for our sins is what it's all about. Jesus doesn't want to be president. He doesn't want to be a CEO. All he wants to be is our Savior, and that required a gruesome death. Jesus on the cross isn't just something that we think about only in Lent or Holy Week or Good Friday. It should be foremost in our minds every moment of every day, even a nondescript Sunday in late November. But the story of Jesus doesn't end with his death or even his resurrection. Christ is coming again. Just about everything we need to know is found in today's gospel reading. There are many foundational truths there. Just to point out some of the most important points in a cursory way, Jesus came to earth the first time quietly and humbly. When he comes the next time, it will be in power of glory. His angels will be with him, and he will be seated on a throne. When Jesus returns to earth, it will be to judge the living and the dead, just as our creed says. It's popular for people to say, when they do something questionable, "Only God can judge me." That's true, but his judgment is nothing to trifle with. It's no joke. It's a matter of life and death, eternal life and death. Those who are in Christ have nothing to fear. Those are the ones who do the good works, feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, and they did that because they received Christ in faith. God saved them, and he will reward them. Those who did evil because they had no faith, and God's condemnation is fair. The message of the gospel reading for the last Sunday of the church year in brief. That's what it says. Most other liturgical churches don't call today the last Sunday of the church year. They call it Christ the King Sunday. That's what I did for 23 years, and I still think of it that way today. The idea of calling Christ the King on a particular Sunday began in the 1930s with the rise of fascism in Europe. Catholic Christians there wanted to proclaim the lordship of Christ over Mussolini and Hitler and other pretenders to the throne. The notion stuck, and it grew. It's completely compatible with today's gospel reading, which is King Jesus judging from his throne. For many of us here, we may not be thinking so much of today as Christ the King or the last Sunday of the church year. We may be thinking about this as the beginning of the season, preparing us for the secular celebration of Christmas. And for some, that's a reason to rejoice, and for others, it's a reason to mourn. As St. Paul says, we will rejoice with those who rejoice. We will mourn with those who mourn. Whatever our personal feelings might be about the celebration of Christmas, what is more important is the fact that Jesus has given us the will, the ability, the motivation to do good for others as the people in Jesus' parable did. When we keep our focus on Christ and think about the sacrifices that he made for us, we can surely overcome some inconvenience for him and inconvenience in serving our brothers and sisters in Christ. So let's embrace the opportunity to practice love for others and show how supportive and forgiving of one another we as God's people can be. Let's make the last Sunday of the church year an end of the old and a beginning of the new and improved. Christ approves of that. And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.